listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I can't dance, I never learned how to. Sorry, little baby, I can't pop with you. I can't dance, I never learned how to. Sorry, little baby, I can't pop with you. I can't dance, but I can hold you tight. Keep you warm on a Saturday night. Something about you, baby, that makes people wanna move. Well, I can rock and roll to the snow, but I can make sweet love to you. I can't dance, I never learned how to. Sorry, little baby, I can't pop with you. I can't dance.
Hey y'all, you just heard the song Todo Termino by Juan Waters. That's the last song that Boys Making Noise is going to play tonight. Our time has run out. But thank you for listening. Definitely check back up with Tufts Labor Coalition. Find out ways to get involved.
Mm-hmm. On Facebook and Twitter. It's been great speaking with y'all. Sharing this beautiful night with you.
Yeah,
we really do appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, David.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, have a good night.
Straight out the door. I can't dance, I never learned how to. Sorry, little baby, I can't pop with you. I can't dance, I never learned how to. Sorry, little baby, I can't pop with you. I can't dance, but I can hold you tight. Keep you warm on a Saturday night. One more time. I never learned how to. Sorry, little baby, I can't pop with you. I can't dance. I never learned how to. Sorry, little baby, I can't pop with you. I can't dance, but I can hold you tight. Keep you warm on a Saturday night.
Do a higher thing, we're going. Original ballhead, kryptonite, rude boy instructor. I came back to lay down law to the suckers. I'll crush ya. If you ain't acting like my brother, make one false move and with the mic, I'll bust ya. Just lay back and feel the muse, feel the muse, feel the muse, feel the muse. Cause I'm fully alert, like Max Julian, I'm an authentic Mac. Many others can't compare, I'll bet on that. Dialect and vocal tone, completely exact. I react, then I max in this mellow track. In fact, I'm knocking MCs out the frame, cause I'm smooth like jazz. Goo's my name. Feel the muse, feel the muse, feel the muse. Get out of line, you get stomped with this. Negativity is a chronic disease, but I'm like the cure, causing infections to freeze. I'm not gonna let up until you get the picture. My sound gets around, so you know I'm always with ya. Feel the muse, feel the muse, feel the muse.
It's okay.
All right. Bar it out. Radio station.
You're listening to 91.5 in Medford.
This is cool. Like the head. I'm Bobby Familiar.
And I'm Jonathan Carbutt. And we got some guests on the show tonight. We got Nikki and Ben.
Hey there.
Yeah, introduce yourself.
Wait, my thing is way too loud. I'm like screaming into it. Someone help. I'm serious.
Yeah. We got this song playing in the background. Yo, what's up, you guys? What are Nikki, you have never been on the show. Ben's been on the show briefly.
Yeah, Ben, you might have heard Ben for about 2 seconds the other time he was a guest. We'll see
I'm
if he's a little bit more.
I'm an avid listener, though.
Yeah, Nikki, how long have you been listening?
I think since the beginning. When did you guys begin?
Well, we just had our annual show last year.
I've been here since...
Or last week, I mean. We had
been
our
here for a
year
then. Number one fan.
Oh, I don't know about that.
We got some.
We got some dedicated listeners out there.
We got millions.
Who is it? I can take them down.
We have some. We get some fan mail. You know, we're sorting through it all. It's tough. It's
like a jungle. Jonathan gets a lot of love letters.
Yeah,
I'm not
a lot
surprised
of death
by
threats.
That. Yeah. Jonathan has a very nice.
I send out a lot
radio.
Of love letters too.
A lot of rejection.
Jonathan
finds the love letters.
Jonathan sends letters to a lot of women in prison, trying to set up those kind of prison marriages. He's a conjugal visit kind of guy.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it's like it's not what you might think. A lot of people, they're not.
Ben is rubbing his face against his microphone.
Ben,
folks.
You don't know where that's from. Just giving me eyes, man. People can't hear eyes on the radio. You gotta say something.
You can see it
for
now.
All,
folks.
For all anybody knows, there isn't a fourth guest. It's just Nikki, Jonathan, and I. We're just making somebody up.
Ben is he thinks he's good at this game called Slither. He's been
I don't know.
He's keyword there. Showed me,
he showed me that game, and I can't fucking stop playing it. Now he's just squinting at me.
Yeah, Ben's eyes.
Squinting around the room.
Ben's eyes aren't even open right now.
They're slits. I'm taking a photo.
Anyway,
Ben, say something to the world, man. Millions of listeners.
Speak up. I don't know. Anyway, we are listening to Warren G, and you don't stop. Let's listen to this.
Yeah.
Man.
Woo!
And you don't stop. Woo! And you don't quit. I said a Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. I guess it's time for me to sum it up for all. G-Funk, G-Chop, gangsta group, loc. Past tense, it's the endo smoke. Choke off the shit that I'm doing. I'm dropping this shit for you and you and you and. Cause it's me, the woman to the G. Coming in 1994, you see. The LBC, and that's my locale. Check it out, check it out, check it out now. And you don't stop, stop. Ooh, and you don't quit. Ooh, and you don't stop, stop. Ooh, and you don't quit. You know what I'm saying? What, motherfucker G, biatch. You know what I'm saying? It's 94, that's how we doing it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing but a Long Beach thing, dope, big baby. Hey. G-Funk, where rhythm is life and life is rhythm. Check me out though. Yeah.
Child, a jump for joy. Don't you grieve, little Eve. All the hounds, I do believe, have been killed. Ain't you thrilled, a jump for joy. Have you seen pastures? Tell that boy to please jump for joy. Step right in, give Pete some skin, and jump for joy. Garden Lyle is out of style, a honey child. Yes, I have been killed. Ain't you thrilled? A jump for joy. Have you seen pastures? A groovy green pastures was just a technical movie. When you stomp up to heaven and you meet a joy. Step right in, give Pete some skin, and jump for joy.
Menina, amanhã de manhã, quando a gente acordar, quero te dizer que a felicidade vai desabar sobre os homens, vai desabar sobre os homens, vai desabar sobre os homens. Na hora ninguém escapa, debaixo da cama ninguém se esconde. A felicidade vai desabar sobre os homens, vai desabar sobre os homens, vai desabar sobre os homens.
Menina, ela mete medo. Menina, ela fecha a roda. Menina, não tem saída, de cima, de bando ou de lado. Menina, olhe pra frente. Ô, menina, todo cuidado. Não queira dormir no ponto seguro.
And the tobacco looks citrusy, you know.
The tobacco
doesn't split
the
case
like
that. I know,
you're listening to me all day. This is
91.5 FM.
It's 1:17 a.m.
No, I feel like you have a right to just record people when they're not looking. Okay, that's something you should be able to do.
Yeah, candid Mike. I'm a strong believer in that.
Yeah,
sorry, that music was
are.
A little loud. That's my...
Alright. Bobby walks around with a recorder in his pocket. Watch what you say around.
Yeah,
it.
I wear a wire every day.
It's terrifying. Terrifying.
You're gonna catch something sometime, man. You're gonna like get the
scoop.
Yeah. Wait, I'm telling Matea and the
Yeah, so we watched an interesting movie tonight. I hadn't seen it before. Jonathan was familiar with it already. The movie is called Game of Death. I won't bury the lead there. Jonathan, can you give us a little background?
Game of Death? Oh, we were talking about Battle Royale.
I'm talking about Battle
Royale. We also watched Game of Death tonight.
We also watched Game of Death tonight.
Both are a Game of Death.
Battle Royale is the one I meant to be talking about.
But Game of Death is also dope, you know. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's in it, and there's this crazy fight.
Yeah, he puts up a fight,
but he gets choked out.
That was the Bruce Lee one, right?
Snaps his neck.
Yeah, let's talk about Battle Royale.
Battle Royale.
That's
Royale
like
was nuts.
That's Hunger Games if Hunger Games was a like a great movie.
Like Hunger Games,
it
if
first,
it was
it's
some
like the
real
Japanese
shit.
Japanese original Hunger Games with like middle schoolers, right?
Like ninth graders.
Ninth grade.
And the kids are getting uppity one day, and they're just like, all right, let's fucking do this. And they, like, put them on this island. Like, only one person gets out, or else everyone dies.
But the craziest part is they're all wearing these collars that, like, explode on their neck whenever they try and, like, take it off or escape. And when the kids ask, like, why are you doing this to us? The whole reason is the parents are just like... You don't respect adults anymore. So, like, we picked some teenagers to make a lesson of, like...
And it's like fucking...
That's so Japanese.
I liked how, instead of the whole cornucopia thing in the Hunger Games, It was like, you're just given a random bag, and you'll just get some weapon.
Yeah.
You know?
Some people get dumb stuff.
Some people get really dumb stuff.
Like a pot.
A pot or binoculars. Other people get a gun. There's no guns in the Hunger Games.
I feel like it's strategically, because they throw them the bags, too. They know what each person is getting. So it's like, I don't know. They kind of rig it. Or else your necklace, like, explodes your throat out. They make an example of one girl to be like,
but I liked how
this is what's going to happen if you disobey.
No, I like the main character, classically, her weapon is like binoculars. Like, what's she gonna do?
So
like,
observant.
Use this for? Yeah. Like, what is it saying?
The other
what
dude
does it
gets like a fucking
a
pot
gun
handle.
And like an,
no, the other
oh,
kid.
Yeah, had
he,
a
gets
pot
a,
handle.
He gets a.
Yeah,
no,
and
it
then
was
the
a trash lid. Yeah, trash
evil,
lid.
Like horrible characters got like a gun and an axe.
Yeah, they're just chopping people up. The crossbow, that one's been brutal.
But maybe that's
got
what
that
they're
fat
saying.
Kid right in the
that's
beginning.
What they're saying, right? The kids that got this like powerful weapons became the most aggressive.
I don't know that
that's
one.
That's what's wrong.
That one
world,
guy
right?
Did
oh,
pretty well.
Yo.
he's gonna.
Can I have a quick shout out to Ham, Matea Friedel, and the Zeta boys who are listening. Ben would say hello too, but he
went into the bathroom.
He, his eyes closed, and then he just got up and walked out of this room. He might be dead. He's back. He's getting something we need. So thank you guys for listening.
It was like that, you know. Yeah, and I just got laid back.
Yeah, I'ma just sit in here for a couple hours.
Man, don't sweat it, yo. We gonna catch some stuff, dude.
Hold on, I'm kinda tired.
Nah, we got a basket. We gonna put this basket before we go, yo.
Alright, bro.
Cause that other fish is back.
It took a second to register up in my brainium, my dome, my head, my skull, my cranium. My eyes have had enough. It was time to do some talking. I had to creep through the hound dogs that was stalking. The slimy caught me peeping. This means she wasn't.
cause of the way that she was walking. We got into the groove, I didn't bust no hip-hop moves. I just kept it nice and smooth. Next thing you know, we got together where I thought we'd be forever. Didn't have an umbrella, now I'm soaked in stormy weather. Weather, two birds of a feather fly up all that'll be together. Never simping and leave your love life limp. There'll be no suicide attempts for this slim trim kid, cause you know there's other fish in the sea, that is, in the sea. Sea, in the sea, that is, in the sea.
You know there's other fish in the sea, that is, in the sea.
You know there's other fish in the sea, that is, in the sea.
You know there's other fish in the sea, that is, that
is. I reminisce, try to clear up all the mist for an imaginary kiss with you again. Not even friends, though I wish that I could mend like a tailor and be olive oil's number one sailor. I am's what I am, still I falls like an anvil. She's heavy on the mind, sometimes it's more than I can handle. But men aren't supposed to tumble into the den. Be macho, but a honcho like poncho will give in. Family oriented, but not oriental. A name is supposed to claim you even if you drive a Pinto. A hero is a sandwich and a man, which is a meal. A marriage is a paper, all they faking on for real. What's the deal, Jabbers? Will you go tumbling after your man and take a stand, or will you help him roll faster? The reason why I ask you is because I'm sick of this. Bitch licking drip drip from a nigga's benefits. He doesn't even suit you and he's surely not decides. I'm surprised that you slept on a heart that's worldwide. And when you open up your eyes, babe, I made, I really wish that you don't bruise a limb as a swimming of the fish in the sea.
In the sea,
in the sea, that is.
In the sea, that is. In the sea,
there's other fish in the sea, that is.
In the sea,
there's other fish in the sea, that is.
Now if there ain't no mountain high enough, why ain't you climbing up? My hand has been extended ever since the day I lent it to ya. I thought I knew ya, but I didn't even know ya. Bro, you're stupid, cause you thought you captured Cupid and you found that love ain't two bits of shit. So I resign, I quit. It ain't even about the hips or the lips or the tits or even the pussy whip. Elizabeth, this is it, because I slipped and I tripped into a shoe that didn't fit. And now the next man is stealing my heart away. I charge him like a bull, but his pull never fades me. The kid is going crazy, they stepping with my lady. They're working on a baby, I'm pushing up the daisies. But hey diddle diddle, I won't play second fiddle to no man and stand firm on this. And seal a bowl of bliss with the big juicy kisses. Call me Big Gibraltar, miss. No, I won't diss, I'm just like all to other fish in the sea.
Listening to Cool Like the Hit.
I'm one of your hosts, Jonathan Carbullet. And we got a call. This is a rare event on Cool Like the Hit. We don't usually have callers, but we got one tonight. I think Matea is on the line.
Hello, can you guys, are you guys there? Hello?
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 Hey,
Matea. Hey,
what's up, girl?
This is Matea and Sunny.
Hey, guys.
How's it going? We got two callers right now.
Yeah, we got two callers.
This is two for one. Yeah. I thought we was...
And I don't think Matea or Sunny... Well, no, Matea's listening to the show. Yeah.
Matea's an avid listener like me.
Sunny listens every week.
I am an avid listener. I'm a big fan.
Now... Ben, Sonny, Ben was talking a lot of trash about your hidden passion, your closet hobby.
I haven't said a word. He's making this up.
Your secret.
He's making it up.
He's not making it up, Sonny. I heard him trash talk Squash earlier this evening.
I mean, it's true. I'm not going to deny that it's true. I just haven't said it.
We concluded Squash was the same level as bowling in terms of sports. Yeah.
Bowling is not a sport.
Bowling is more than a sport.
Bowling is not a sport. Anyone can do roid rage and beat the shit out of someone.
Bowling
doesn't require skill.
Bowling is a skill. It's not a sport. It's an activity. It's like an activity. Just
like MMA.
Nah, bowling, I can't get it.
Just like MMA.
Bowling, I can't bowling get it down MMA. The aisle if I don't have the bumpers up, so that takes some skill.
You know, there's small bowling around here.
Candlepin.
That's not a sport.
What was that, Mateo?
I'm a fucking bowler, okay? God damn it.
Are you a professional bowler? Is that your sport, Jonathan?
Yeah. Yeah.
With bumpers.
Yeah, bumper bowling.
Bumper bowling.
I'd you go, you know.
From the junior Olympics.
You know, go
Jonathan's
relieve
special
some stress
Olympics.
At the bowling alley, you know. I spend some hours there. No, I don't.
Put on 80s dance music and just whip small balls down the...
Yeah, at tiny pins.
At candle pins.
Okay, guys, I'm aggression.
So I think it's so bizarre.
I'm thinking like Kevin Bacon Footloose, but bowling.
No, I'm thinking like the dude from the Big Bang. I'm the Jesus. I want to be that guy.
Okay, Sonny, Matea, any words you want to spread to the free world?
Yeah, got any plugs?
Yeah, I want to say hi to my mom, my sister, Adam Billy, who's taking a shit right now.
For the past 20 minutes.
Yeah, just
he's probably pooping.
No. Does he have heroin shits?
No. I shout out to Nikki, love of my life.
Oh, Sonny.
Love of my life, too. Love of my life,
stop
too.
It. I miss you guys.
Oh, we love you, too.
Oh, I love you guys so much. That's so nice. I can picture you. Did you shave, Sonny?
Anytime, Nikki.
Did you shave your beard?
I did.
I bet you look so goddamn handsome.
It looks very handsome.
I'm jealous, Mateo.
All right.
Thank you guys for having us on.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling
love
in.
You guys.
Sonny and Matea, thank you. Thank you. Cool like the head. Jonathan is about to hit us with something hard.
Wu-Tang Clan and nothing to fuck with.
Wu-Tang Clan, bring the ruckus.
Tiger style. Tiger style.
Yo. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. There's no place to hide as I step inside the room. Dr. Doom, prepare for the boom. Bam! Oh man! Ah! Slam! Damn! I scream like Tarzan. I be tossing and forcing. My style is awesome. I'm causing more family food than Richard Dawson. And the survey said you're dead. Baby flying guillotine chops off your fucking head. Mister, who is that?
Hey yo,
the Wu is back. Making niggas go bro, bro. Like I'm Super Jack. Me fear no one. Oh no, here come the Wu-Tang Shogun. Kill her to her eardrum.
With the needle to the groove, I get screwed and I'm forced to fuck it up. My style carries like a pickup truck. Cross the clear blue yonder. See, the China Sea, I slam tracks like quarterback sacks from LT. Now I try and test the rebel lioness. Bless since the birth, I earn slam your best. Cause I bake the cake, then take the cake. And eat it too with my crew while we head state to state.
Now if you want beef, then bring the ruckus. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Niggas is Sleepy Hollow. In fact, I'm a hard act to follow. I dope for Dolo. Bogart coming on through. Niggas is like, oh my god, not you. Yes, I come to get a slice of the pump in the pot. Rather do than die. Check my flavor. Coming from the rhythm with the show for the razor. Who make me reminisce true like deja? Who? I'm rubber. Niggas is like glue. Whatever you say, bro, so I'm mistakes. You know it.
Boys in Ohio coming through with the crazy. Why yo, why yo, yo, niggas from the
gangsta slating, yeah, true, true. My niggas swear I'm scoring down, boy. Really nothing to fuck with. The whole Texas mob, the Chicago mob, niggas from Detroit, fucking California squadron. Coming through, know what I'm saying? The whole fucking West Coast, to the whole East, niggas from DC, down to Maryland, all the way over there, Morgan State. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. All over the whole fucking globe, coming through, boy. Peace to the fucking Zulu Nation. Peace to all the gods and the earth. Bro, this bond, Wu-Tang slang, chopping heads, boy. It ain't safe no more. Peace.
MC in the world. You got to give me mine, cause I'm heavy when I weigh it. Watch the way I say it.
Ego trip.
I changed my pitch up, smack my bitch up, I never did it. The flavor's being bucked, but brothers ain't getting it. Get it? Or else you're a goner. When I rolls over, you're gonna have to wanna lamp. Cause it's the Chattanooga champ. Taking a train, taking a train, taking a train, taking a train.
Now I'm something like a phenomenon. I'm something like a phenomenon. Well, I'm the hourglass cat, drug it out of Jack.
For chill.
Cause I spill the phenomenon. Pack the holes in my lawn. Got girls in my song. Word is born, I'm a living phenomenon. Well, I'm a better brand, cause I'm a Superman. I run the block with my circle, cause I'm Nubian. I got the platinum rust, so don't even fuss. Cause DJ Paul, he's down with us. Now people stop taking my style, and for a joke I don't sass or frass. I put the foot up the ass. Sometimes I fast one off like a seal.
When they reminisce over you.
For real. Mace chopped the record down to the bone. And now Renee King is on my telephone. But I got the ring ring, ha ha, hey hey.
Cause this type of shit happens every day.
I got the McNair connection, so my import stuff.
Word.
What word am I?
Cause I'm so fly. Yes, on and on. I'm in like never rhyme. I got deals like Johnny, sell at 7L. We're good for ya, bigger than bigs, dig it, I dug it. Ways that amazes popes. I am the is equals is, cause it's caught up when the tide taught me the ropes. No weights for the bait, man, I give you four. For a verb unheard of, man, give me one more. Alright, you got it if you're special. With a dab of toe tapping when a lot's going on. And ain't a damn thing happening. The answer to the riddle is me, and here's the question of who could be
fresh.
Who could be
dope?
Who could be
nice?
Who could be
beautiful?
Who could be
word?
Who could be
me? Be the Jericho Turnpike Bandit. Best competition, try to troop my way. I say the song you never heard before. I feed the famine in the mind, so mind your manners, baby. I run a line on ya. Lay ya on the springs, then slay ya. All this in a condom, cause I be a taxpayer. Promoting of a moccasin, I skin like Danny Boone. When I swallow, hear the so give me room, just give me room. Back the hell up,
know what I'm saying?
Or when I run the mic, there won't be no delaying. Pressure 40 dozen like an easy baker oven.
Blues got the muffin.
Eat it.
Blues got the muffin.
Eat
intoxicate
it.
Many with my talk without intoxicating myself low. So I got to walk slow, but
don't you get trip.
Ego trip.
Ego trip, 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 ego trip,
ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego trip, ego tr
check it out, check me out. Yo, this is for my man, the Sandman. In the dirt, man, yo, we do the best we can. Yo, this is for my man, the Sandman. In the dirt, man, yo, we do the best we can. I be the wall, I see it. MCing, human being. Soon to be in a museum when I'm in your coliseum. I'm MCing, punishing. Whack niggas for disagreeing. Did you see him? No, cause he move like the wind in flight. Kinda attack like a Jedi Knight. If you don't wanna think about combatting, General Patton of this MC shit, you dick. You just a private in the lower class. I be the upper echelon, y'all want. When the mic's on, chief abstraction, ace Quasimoto. Fucking with me, you be finished like photo. I'm sure to bust your joints like Bolo. Black Nation needs to sing. Fuck solo. I can see it in your eyes, the redness. When your ass starts to cry, it's wetness. You can witness the sound that I kick from the linguistics, but come specific. Dealing with the tribe, but you never can. The abstract constantly, he gets his man. When you wake up in the morning, pull the boogers out your eyes. Look inside your mirror, then you have to realize. The abstract whole figure, not no surprise. From a law given, and you know I'm constantly giving. Cause it has been written that a man like me will constantly MC and bring it to your whole pterodoma throne. As I sit on it, yo, you got to listen and you put a foot upon it. But you can't even condense the type of shit that I'm doing, cause my shit be like tense. Just like tension in the city between white and black, but the shit is not shitty. Yo, we got to just lessen these holes. Listen to the way I get down and kick scrolls. Peace out to the Brooklyn and the Bronx, that's the boogie. And we got to do it like this, woogie woogie. Yo, I'm making up words that sound while I'm served. But you know I never be the herb, cause I got motherfucking 8 years in this. And everybody in the room can bear witness that the abstract got to keep it going on. Rock to the beat and still doing for a check it. Peace out to my man Emma Zucke. Peace to my man LL and LA. Peace to my nigga named Chris Lighty. We about to get these papers, get this shit quickly. Yo, the Sandman doing his thing from the LES. But yo, you know we must confess that yo, territory really don't mean jack. It's where you're from, not where you're at. Or better yet, where you're at, not where you're from. As I verbalize and I make sense on the drum. Yo, cause I'm 26 years young and I hope to be 100 before I'm done. It's like that Anna, it's like that Anna. Smoother than the cat on TV named Dantana. And you know I'm coming through with smoke Cuban in Savannah. And I make it happen like that Anna. Like that, y'all. Abstract signing out for 96 and whatever. On a positive endeavor. Always so clever. And I'm out.
Yeah. Big shout out for my man Q-Tip. Tribe Called Quest coming down and rocking. Peace to my man Light, you know what I'm saying? In effect.
Invasive lack of responsibility as well as a lack of attachment to other people. In this next section, Robert describes behavior that puts him in the category of power and controlled rapist, but doesn't necessarily tell us his problems are pervasive and that he has no capacity for attachment. That will come later.
Yeah, it was power and control. I was grooming her from the age of, it started about the age of one. When I was the punisher, I was the one who decided punishment over the children. I was the one who spanked the children. I was the one who punished the children. And if I seen the children doing anything wrong, even bickering, arguing amongst themselves, I would whip them and tell them, you know, just kids playing. I would tell myself, well, she's not gonna be like that. She's gonna be the perfect mate. And I told myself that. And I didn't molest her then.
Perfect mate.
The perfect mate. I was grooming her to fit me.
In what age?
I started it at about a year. I started grooming her, whooping her, and telling her this, to do this, not do that. Then I molested her at 18 months old. And I thought to myself, I said, well, this is going to be easy. this is gonna be easy. I'm gonna have my own child, my own stepdaughter, which is really not blood related to me. And I'm telling myself these things, it's not blood related to me. When she grows up to be 14, 15 years old, I will have the perfect sexual mate for sexual purposes. Anything else didn't matter. It was sex. That was it. I didn't care about, really, honestly, I didn't love the child. I wanted the child for my own purposes. I was the one potty training her. Okay? My wife let me potty train her. I potty trained her. And at first when I was potty training her, I gave her a break. Every now and then she could use the bathroom in her pants. But I was setting her on that stool for sometimes hours at a time, telling her to use the bathroom there. She got started doing it. She started using the potty, and then all of a sudden she would, I've been doing this for about 3-4 months, and she got good at it, and then all of a sudden she would use the bathroom in her pants, and I would tear her hide up. I would actually put bruises on her butt by spanking her by using the bathroom in her pants.
How'd you get a little kid to sit on the potty for hours? That's an awful long time.
Yell and scream. Tell her you're going to use that potty. And you ain't gonna get off that potty till you use that potty. Have you used the potty yet? No. You're gonna sit there until you use it. And as I look back, I was done that way, the same way she was done.
How was you justified in your head?
How I justified in my head? She's gonna do what I want her to do. That's it. She's gonna use the bathroom. She's going to, let's say, take a walk on the wild. I told her that Daddy loves her, and Daddy's gonna take care of her, and Daddy's gonna give her anything she wants as long as she does what Daddy tells her. I got married at 19, and I kind of like tried to refrain from sexually acting out with any other ladies besides her, because I knew that AIDS was coming out. And I knew that diseases were very frequent. And I started thinking to myself that if I stick with just one girl and just groom her, or one woman, I would groom her and get her to do what I wanted her to do. And eventually she did. She done what I asked her to do. It was no problem. It was a little at a time, and I done it. And I manipulated her and coerced her. Manipulation, coercion, violent behaviors, striking her. Get her so drunk she'd pass out, and I'd do what I want to with her. I'd force myself upon her when she was passed out and did what I pleased. Sexual behavior got real out of whack. Yeah, I made her force objects into her vagina. I made her, forced her into watching pornographic material and stating that I wanted to do that certain thing to her. I wanted to have sex with her constantly. This was every day, 3 or 4 times. I would get it, want it as many times in the day as I could get it. And I have got it up to 6 times in one day. And still, I did not have enough. I wanted more. It was like a fix. I wanted it. And I did anything I could to get it.
And how many victims did you have total?
I have a total of 24. Then I guess now, she had to crash. And I'm looking to see if I have any more.
And were these, you said these were all kids except two?
No. Oh, yeah, well, they were under the age of 18. Most of my victims were the age of 11 to 16.
And how did you get control of them? Was it through force and control and violence?
It was manipulation. No, it wasn't violence. It was more like manipulation. It was coercion. It was like, I'll buy you this, I'll give you that, you know, and treating them like a person. but they were just objects. I will do it.
This is Cool Like the Head, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford.
We got a current events segment on Cool Like the Head this week.
Cool Like the Head news.
On the streets.
On the spot. On the hour.
It's 1:49. We're talking about the coolest cooler right now. A Kickstarter campaign gone awry.
All over the papers.
If you have heard about it, or if you possibly donated money, it's one of the most successful Kickstarter campaigns of all time.
What was it? $3 million or more than that?
No, it was 13? More than that. Yeah, 13 million.
That's right. Yeah,
and 36,000 Kickstarter backers backed the cooler, which is also a speaker system and a USB port and a Bluetooth speaker and some other, and a blender and a blender
Wi-Fi hotspot.
Yeah, Wi-Fi hotspot. It's also 55 quarts, and yeah, you can be making mixed drinks and charging your phone and doing all this fancy shit. But it's $400, and people are blowing up. They started charging over what they originally said it was going to cost, and people
$97 over, to be exact.
People are making death threats to this guy.
Can you read some quotes?
Yeah, we got some some Cool Like the Head.
Is there a Cool Like the Head interviews?
Yeah, we interviewed some Kickstarter backers who are really mad about. First of all, I have to add that part of the guy is actually a really nice guy who started it, but there was a blender motor strike in China, and people were like losing their shit over blender motors, and this guy kind of had to go, who knows where he went for those blender motors, probably outsource some labor. Who cares?
Siberia or
that's
something like that.
That's not the cool part of the story, you know. Yeah. Who cares about
the people that suffered making it? That's not the point. The point is the backlash. Yeah. Obviously.
And $97.
Anyway, $97. Yeah, people had to pay $97 more, so it increased the price to $400. And Anthony Spano made this the following quote at the Kickstarter campaign funder. This piece of shit had plenty of time to make these. He, like every other idiot who gets rich overnight, does not know what to do other than spend. Now he figures he can suck more money out of his backers because it's only $97. If he couldn't do it for $189, he sure as fuck won't do it for $97 more either. The answer is no question. Shame on anyone who gives this piece of shit more money. I know and pray he is a dead man walking, Ryan. Fuck you. Holy you piece of shit. I know and pray you and your family will die a horrible death, and I'll be happy knowing my $189 put you to an early grave. Anthony.
Love, Anthony.
That is terrifying.
Yo, Ryan, if you're out there, man, lock your doors, man.
And lower the lower the price of your coolers.
Yeah.
You know, the customer's always right, man. You want to die over this?
You want to die over some coolest coolers? I don't know.
I also feel that if you're spending $400 on a cooler entertainment system, you should be okay with shelling out another $97. That's a
who's
completely
got that
frivolous
kind of
item.
Money to
who's
fucking spend on a cooler? You know what they should know would be a very ironic death for Ryan? If someone just like cut his head off and put it in one of the coolers on ice.
Kind
of
like
revenge best served.
I was
going to
say electrocuted by the cooler, but that is kinda way wilder. Yeah, you've been watching too much Bruce Lee.
Like the guy that invented the Segway and who drove off of a mountain on an off-road Segway and died.
You know, he was looking to make a statement with his death, you know. Look at me, I invented the Segway and I fucking bombed myself off a cliff.
He must have been whipping on that thing.
Yeah, he must have had like the prototype. He had the Hot Wheels.
The highest end turbocharged.
I kind of want a Segway.
I feel like everyone's about the hoverboards now. Actually, they banned those on Tufts.
Yeah,
they're banned.
Like blow up or something.
First,
right?
It was Heelys, then it was hoverboards.
Yeah.
They just are not okay with people gliding around. That's not. The government doesn't want people to glide.
No,
it's dangerous. It's dangerous. People can just fall and.
And you really look. You look like a dickhead, like riding around.
Yeah, the Heelys are cool, though. You look like a badass with Heelys.
Heelys, you get going down a hill on Heelys, you hit a rock, you're fucked.
Yeah, well, it looks cool, but yeah, you can fuck yourself up on Heelys. I stay scared of those.
Hit a little pebble or something.
I never was a Heelier. Heel.
I remember I made special trips to Walmart to go Heely, man. I was like, big ass, like, hallways down the aisles and. I was healing.
I was all about that safe Razor scooter. Red.
I had a green Razor. I had a green Razor.
Well, I had the chrome with the
I was hitting you with those. It was hitting you in the ankles. I was like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, well, you're trying to do a little pop shove it or something.
Leaves a little welt on your ankle.
Terrible.
All right. It's getting about that time where we got to say goodnight. Jonathan. Have you done your research? Have you looked into a goodnight song?
Yeah, I mean
something really sweet just to lull our listeners to bed.
I got a
I wish I was
No, surprise. Something just like like a lullaby like Brahms, you know, just like the lightest.
Oh, the lightest.
The most peaceful thing you can put on, man. Something that just soothes the ears.
I don't know if I can.
I got it.
I mean, we want something that's really, like, kind of put you to bed. You know, Betty Bye.
Yeah, Ben's lying on the floor looking at the lava lamp.
Yeah, he's ready
falling
to go
asleep,
to bed.
So put him to sleep.
All right.
Good night, bitches.
Peace.
God damn, bro, that nigga Matt didn't never call, bro. But I'm seeing that nigga everywhere, bro.
Damn, Brandon.
Dog, you know that's that nigga with Hollywood and shit. Well, fuck that nigga, dog. OGG. Fuck is the OGG? OGG. OGG. Hey, bro. You don't think that nigga really getting no money, right? I mean, he ain't really fucking the hole, right? Well... Bitch, you guessed it. You was right. Bitch, you guessed it. Come on. Fuck nigga on sight. Bitch, you guessed it. Still in that place.
and a flesh. Bitch, you guessed it. I'm still with my niggas. Come and test us. OGG. Bitch, you guessed it. Walking around with extra in my pockets. Bitch, you next to us. Why the fuck are you next to us? Bitch, you should come test us. I see what you rocking and bitch, you can't dress with us. See what your bitch look like and nigga, I wasn't impressing nothing. Fuck nigga, come and talk it out. Fuck nigga, we ain't talking it out. What the fuck we finna talk about? All we know is that Moolah, Benji's, Franklin's, and that Guala, Fetty with us. Bunch of niggas, bunch of them bitches, all in they with, licking on tip. Running my checkup, I think I'm with Nike on spring. Sheesh, y'all couldn't hear me? Bitch, you guess it. You was motherfucking right. Bitch, you guess it. Niggas and we flexin'. Bitch, you guessin'.
I pull up with checks on me. If you a bro, then you cannot stand next to me. Nigga, you know you cannot ever F for me. Shawty and Wick got her legs in the F for me. She do it carefully. When we link up, then we gon' need a referee. And my Carmelo like Anthony. Too many rings, too many chains, too many racks and some gas on me. Bitch, you know you guessed it. Flex. Niggas had another niggas like a predator, and a niggas had another motherfucking other niggas. Southside with an F, ho. And the L stand for 40,000. That what I charge for a walkthrough. Met a girl named Summer in the wintertime. Love when she fall through. Had that bitch wrong. Took her to the mall to do a ball through. And Detroit confessions, I'm making the extras in your pockets anorexic. Text her and said, send me pictures naked. She said, is this 2 Chainz?
Bitch, you guess it. You was right. Still with my niggas and we flexing. Bitch, you guess it.
Tired of these scenes. For a blue coin, won't you bring back all those colors to my dreams? Silver.